I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The global economic slump has hit different countries in different ways. Here's what's happening to a key part of the Philippine economy, remittances. Nearly one out of six Philippine families depends on relatives who work abroad. Last year, these Filipinos sent home $16 billion. That was 14% more than the year before. But the latest figures show the rate of growth is plummeting. From Manila, reporter Sunshine De Leon tells us how the trend is already affecting some Philippine households.
For many Filipino families, the global economic slowdown could mean one meal less a day. As she cooks dinner for her four school-aged children, meals are what worries Lizelle Gonzalez. Her husband, Eddie, had a good job driving trucks for a construction company in Saudi Arabia. In the good times, he sent her about $300 a month. That represented 90% of their household budget. Then, in November, overtime was cut. And just before Christmas, Lizelle learned Eddie's contract won't be renewed.
We used this money for the transportation of my children going to school, then their allowances daily, also for the electricity, the water that we used, and the milk, and also to our food. Because he send us not too much, we have to spend wisely the money that we have. We have to reduce the food that we need.
Unless he gets a job in Manila, the Gonzalez family is going to have to try to manage on the $63 or so Lizelle earns from running a tiny kiosk in front of her house. It might mean she'll have to pull her children out of school.
The studying of my children. That's the number one that I'm worrying about. I'm worried because maybe if he loses his job, maybe my children cannot go to school. But I'm praying to God that may he can provide to us for our needs.
The government here is predicting the demand for Philippine workers will remain strong in countries overseas. But any weakening means big problems for the whole Philippine economy. Remittances account for 10% of gross domestic product, and the money is spent almost as soon as it arrives. Manolo Abella studies migration for the International Labor Organization.
It will be an incredible impact because the impact of remittances on the economy, including the multiplier effect on the economy, the consumption expenditures spent in the Philippines to purchase goods is received by businessmen and landowners, rentiers, schools, and those are spent again. So its impact on the whole economy is going to be much, much bigger than it seems.
And, says Abella, many of the returnees will be in deep debt. Most borrowed money to pay labor contractors to help them find jobs. They also owe for visas, travel, and other expenses. Estimates of that debt can range from 1 to 3 months of a yearly overseas worker's salary.
What worries us most are the people who are newly going out because they've invested a lot of money to go out, and they have yet to recoup the money.
There is glimmer of a silver lining. Abella points out Filipinos fill all sorts of jobs in the dozens of countries they work in, from doctors and nurses to school teachers, laborers, and nannies. So remittances may not dry up completely.
You compare this to a situation like Mexico, where almost all the people go to the U.S. That's a big difference. They would be more directly hit.
But this will come as little consolation to the Gonzalez family, whose hopes for a better life by working overseas have been replaced by a fear of the future. For The World, I'm Sunshine De Leon in Manila.
The future just got a little brighter for another group of Filipinos. That's because the U.S. stimulus deal includes a $198 million compensation package for Philippine veterans of World War II. The money's going to take the form of one-time payments to the surviving veterans. The U.S. estimates they number about 18,000, though the Philippine Veterans Affairs Office puts that figure at twice as much. More than 250,000 Filipinos fought under the American flag during the war, when the Philippines was still a U.S. colony. The soldiers were assured they would qualify for full U.S. veterans benefits. But after the war, Congress stripped the Philippine veterans of their status. Now, more than 60 years later, an economic crisis has paved the way for recognition of their service.